It's day 147 of hashtag 365, and the day after the night before, shall we say. Did I keep my chimp in check at the party that involved the hog roast and the endless champagne? No, is the answer to that. I think I probably drank a couple of bottles of wine and some champagne and ate two full hog roast rolls with coleslaw and some crisps and stuff on the side, and probably about, I'd say, a bowlful of crackling. A lot of people weren't eating the crackling. For me, it's the best bit. So in my sort of drunken stupor, smashed my way through loads of crackling, which essentially is just a pig's skin cooked a lot. So I woke up feeling dehydrated and quite disgusted in myself, but I did have a fantastic time doing it. And that's the wonderful thing, of course, lest we forget about hashtag 365, is that because it's a year-long commitment, because it's a marathon, not a sprint, you can afford yourself the opportunity to sometimes get it spectacularly wrong. And that's certainly what happened yesterday, despite my wife's wonderful advice of don't mess it up, which was obviously very inspiring moving into the party of the year, which it was. Anyway, it's time for a weigh-in. I'm doing my podcast from my phone because, you know, 2019, rather than from my computer. So I haven't actually got my weigh-in jingle. So I could just do it off the fly, I suppose. It's time for the weigh-in with a little elephant. I wonder what weight I need to get to before I lose the elephant. I still feel a bit elephant-y. So anyway, a little bit nervous about today. I'm looking down at the scales, getting ready to stand on them. Last week at the weigh-in, I was 16 stone 13. So obviously, I want to be less than that. Otherwise, that would just be a disaster. Because as I said a few weeks ago, the weight needs to start coming off more gradually now. More steadily, should I say. Because otherwise, I'm not going to hit that end of year target. So, which I obviously am going to hit, of course. You know, focus on the positives. But yeah, slightly nervous about it. But here we go. Let's stand on the scales and see what they're saying. The scales don't lie. Here we go. Reading one. 16.12. Well, that's still a pound of weight loss, but let's just do that again. Stand on this time. Okay, that says 16.11. Let's do one more reading. 16.11, and this one says 16.11 as well. So it's probably a high 16.11, borderline 16.12, but let's say 16.11. So that's just about £2 weight loss on last week. And do you know what? That feels about right. I feel like that's a fair reading. I'm weighing myself quite late in the day as well. So I'm probably carrying a little bit of water weight from the day. So I'd say 16.11 probably feels like the right kind of place to be. So I'm happy with that. £2 weight loss, back on that kind of, you know, journey down through the 16s. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when there's a 15 there? Mad thinking about it. But yeah, feel stoked with that. So I'll see you tomorrow for some new week motivation. All right.